Here's another message from Life Christian Church.
You can give the Lord a hand. Don't be seated. Does anyone here at all love Jesus this morning? I reckon God's up to something this morning. I don't know if you realize, but all these songs are just constantly been pointing back to Jesus and the goodness of Christ. And my message this morning is titled Jesus, More Than Just a Name. And I got something stirring in me, and my family didn't even know this, but as I drove to church this morning, I was playing a song over and over and over, and at the end of my message, the worship team are going to lead us in that song, and they've learned it in about 2 minutes flat. I was driving along and I had it on repeat, and it just speaks of what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. And I'm driving along and Haley's talking to me, and I'm doing the man thing, I'm sooking. But I had the ultimate cover on, I had my sunglasses on, and I'm trying to do that sneaky thing with my little finger where I've got an itchy eye, but I'm actually wiping away a tear. Does anyone else do that, men? No chance. I get a sense that God's up to something this morning. And before we open the Word together, I'm going out on a limb here, but I need God today in my life right now like I've never needed Him before. Because I don't want to get in the way of what God's doing this morning. I don't know about you, but I want Jesus to speak into my heart this morning. I want Jesus to change my life this morning. And I reckon there's a whole bunch of people in this room who are saying amen to that exact sentiment. Are you with me? I love family. I love what Pastor Phil has shared this morning around prayer. And I'm going to be a bit naughty this morning. This person has no idea, and you're all now really nervous. But I want to ask a dear friend of mine who I value more than they would ever know to come out and pray over the Word of God and to give it to God before we open it together. Is that okay? Everyone said amen, bar this person. I'm going to ask a good friend who's on this side of the room, so this side you can relax. This side get very nervous. Harry DeBoer, would you come here, mate? I believe we can all learn from one another, amen? I've learned so much from this man. So much. Harry, would you simply pray for us as we open the Word of God? Is that okay?
Shall we bow our heads? Dear Lord and Almighty God, we come before you. We thank you and we praise you for everything you are and everything you do for us. Lord, as we look into your Word this morning, we pray that it would touch each and every one of our lives as Pastor Dan brings the message to us, that we can go home this week and we can put that into some form of realistic help for somebody else in our lives. We ask and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Harry. You can give Harry a hand as he takes a seat. Why don't you give the worship team a huge hand this morning? Awesome. Hey, my message is named Jesus, More Than Just a Name. I want to unpack a little bit around the name of Jesus this morning. We're going to finish the service a little different. At the end of this service, we're going to learn a song. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and we're going to stand and worship together. But I want to unpack this name, Jesus, this morning. You know, it's interesting that each of us possess a name, most likely, state the obvious, given to us by our parents. Perhaps you've been named after a family member, a relative, someone's idol. There's all sorts of different reasons why you have the name you have. In my family, there's a name that kind of goes through generations. And my grandfather, his name was Walter Upton, and he was known as Wally. But interestingly, my dad's name's Kerry Walter Upton. My eldest brother is Jason Walter Upton. And my little nephew, my eldest brother's son, is Jonty Walter Upton. I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty cool. Some of you probably have names that go a lot further than that. Maybe that's why you are called what you are called. I think I drew the short straw. I got Daniel, and my middle name's Kerry. So I honoured my dad and my eldest son. His name's Rushton Taj. I won't continue in that name. I thought it was dangerous. We all have a different reason and a thought pattern behind the name we have. And I have two boys, Rushton and Dexter. We named our children. And we chose names because we just quite simply liked that name. And some of you this morning are going, well, that's not very spiritual. You're quite right. It's not at all. We just liked the name. And we wanted names that were individual, unique, and names that we just liked. And that's the way we went. Let me tell you this morning, there's no right or wrong way. Some of you have been named after people out of the Bible. And I think I may have got that by default with Daniel. I'm not too sure. But we all have the name we have for whatever reason. When Rushton was born, for the first 5 minutes of his life, his first name was Taj. And we thought we'd found a unique name. And the reason we'd come up with Taj is because those that know me know that I love to surf. There was a great Australian surfer at the time, Taj Burrow. I love the name and just thought it was a cool name. And so we called Rushton Taj. And until the midwife announced, once we'd said we're going to call him Taj, she goes, "That's awesome. That's the second Taj this week." And it crushed us. So we changed his name back to Rushton. And for those of you that don't know, it's quite interesting. I had a friend growing up who I still am mates to this day, and his name's Andrew Rushton. But I knew him for about 4 years, and we were great mates, spent a lot of time together, and I only ever knew him as Rushton. And it was about 4 years in that I actually learnt that that was his last name, not his first name. I'm a slow learner. Anyway, I said that if we ever have a boy, I want to name him after you. So that's what we did. That's how Rushton came about. Dexter Chad is a bit of a hybrid thing. We named Dexter because I worked with a guy whose name was Dax, D-A-X. And I'm from a trade background. And for any of you that walk that journey, I don't think it's very cool to turn up to work on a Monday and say to your workmate, "I named my boy after you." And that could have been a little bit awkward. So we love the name Dax, but we quickly changed it to Dex, which became Dexter. And that's why our kids have the names that they have. I did a quick search. I was fascinated to find out what my name really means. Daniel, most of you would know the meaning of Daniel, but simply means God is my judge. And I looked up Kerry. What does Kerry mean? Well, surprise, surprise, not very much. I'm so sorry if that's your name this morning. It's not true. Jesus loves you. The analysis of Kerry is this. Users of this name are always joyful, happy, science enthusiasts, joyous, and don't forget this one, elegant. I thought that was so accurate I'd explore some more, so I did. So I broke it down and did a specific analysis on each letter. Well, it gets worse. K stands for sensitive and emotional. Could be some truth in that. Maybe not this one. E stands for calm and quiet. R stands for successful in business. The second R, wait for it, successful in business. And Y stands for helpful. I don't know about you, but you can figure out the significance of that for yourself. I think there's a lot of stuff there that means absolutely nothing. I hope you're getting a lot out of my message. Jesus, more than just a name. Jesus is an incredible name. It's more than just a name. And we want to unpack that this morning. It's a name that I believe has great significance. If you have your Bibles this morning, would you open them up to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. If you don't, it's up on the screen. Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11. It reads this. Therefore God exalted him, speaking of Jesus, to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Can I hear an amen this morning? You know, the Bible refers to Jesus in many different terms and many different names. I want to read a few of them to you this morning. Sit back and listen to this. This will take a moment, but I think this is absolutely beautiful, some of the names that Jesus is referred to. He is Adam, he's anointed, he's apostle, author, amen, Alpha and Ancient of Days. He's the beginning, begotten, beloved, branch, bread, bridegroom, bright and morning star. He is captain, chief cornerstone, counselor, covenant, and chosen of God. He is Christ. He is deliverer, day spring, day star, door, desire of all nations. He is elect, everlasting, Emmanuel. He is finisher of the faith. He is the forerunner. He is friend. He is first fruits. He is faithful witness. He is fountain of life. If you're taking notes this morning, are you keeping up okay? You getting all this? I'm kidding. He is God, the gift of God, governor, guide, glorious Lord. He is help, hope, husband, horn of salvation, hearer, head of the church, heir of all things, high priest, hell's dread and heaven's wonder. He is the Holy One. He is I am. He is our inheritance. He is the image of God's person. He is immortal and he is invisible. He is Judah. He is just. He is the judge. Church, he is Jesus. He is King. He is King of Israel. He is King of kings. He is King of glory. He is King of everlasting. He is the life, the light, love, lion, lamb, lawgiver, the living stone, the Lord of glory. He is messenger, Messiah, mediator, master, mighty God. He is a Nazarene. He is the offspring of David. He is a meager offering and offerer. He is priest, Passover, prophet, prince of life, prince of peace, the great physician. He is righteous. He is rabbi. He is ransom, rest, refiner, refuge, resurrection, ruler, redeemer, and rock of ages. He is the stone. He is our shepherd. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. He is our shield, servant, sufferer, saviour, sinless sacrifice, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is our teacher. He is truth. He is the tabernacle. He is treasure. He is tree of life. He is witness. He is the word. He is the way. He is the wisdom of God. And he's absolutely wonderful. Who's glad about that this morning? You know, the Bible refers to Jesus in many different ways. And we want to unpack that a little bit this morning. You know, all of the names given to this man, none is as precious, as sweet, or as majestic as the name Jesus. In the words of the Bible, he is the fairest among 10,000. He is the altogether lovely one, and he is the Son of God. He is Jesus. Today we want to take a look at why is this name Jesus the name above every other name. Let me put it to you like this morning, is that I believe the name Jesus is a beautiful name. But the interesting thing is back in the time, and certainly through other parts of our world, Jesus is not an uncommon name. It's actually quite common. I remember the first time I was quite young, but I discovered another person who had the name Jesus, and I was like, what parent would dare call their child Jesus? Has anyone ever had that experience? I was like, who would do that? They must be the most unholy people on all the earth. Reality is, it is a common name, and it is just a name. However, it's still a name that is chosen by our Heavenly Father, given to His Son. Therefore, I believe because it's chosen by God, there is significance to the name Jesus. And I believe absolutely that the name Jesus is a beautiful name. Let me tell you why I believe this. Because it's a name that is, as I've already said, handpicked by the Father. I don't know if you're aware, but the name Jesus isn't the name that Mary chose or Joseph chose. And we often refer back to that time where maybe Mary's giving birth to Jesus, and you know, they're in the stable situation, and Joseph's there. I like to call him Joey, and Mary, I like to call her Maz. It makes it kind of simple for me. Joey and Maz are there, and Joey goes, hey Maz, what do you think we call the little guy? Maybe he said Bob, Stephen, Paul. I'm sure Daniel would have got a Guernsey there somewhere. Maz goes, no, they're all too strong for the little guy. We need something like Charlie. I think Charlie would be a good fit. You know, Mary and Joseph didn't choose the name Jesus. God chose the name Jesus. The Bible's very clear about this. Matthew 1 and 21 says, she'll give birth to a son and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. You know, I believe Jesus is a beautiful name because it's handpicked by none other than the Father in heaven. I think that makes it a pretty beautiful name. Secondly, it's a beautiful name because it points back to the Father. What do I mean by this? Well, I don't know if you understand, but the name Jesus simply means Jehovah is salvation. Jesus is salvation. You know, this precious side of Jesus reveals a side of God that many of us and many of the world can't comprehend. There's a world out there that views God on the terms of judgment and wrath. And that's absolutely true. There is an element of God that is that. But more so, God is a God of love. God is absolutely a God of love. 1 John 4 and 8 says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. See, God is love, and everything He does is an outworking and an expression of His love towards mankind. I think it's a beautiful name because it points back to our Father in heaven. Everything about Jesus points back to our Father in heaven and says, you know what? Every time you see Jesus, see the love of the Father. Church, this is good news this morning. It was a message that says, I've not forgotten, I've not forsaken you, but I've sent my Son Jesus to bring you home. John 14 and 9 says, Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Reality is, church, if you've seen Jesus this morning, you have seen a very, very accurate picture of who God is. The name Jesus is more than just a name. Let me tell you why I think it's special. I think it's special because it's a name that paints God's portrait. You know, the name Jesus actually reveals the Son's mission. Luke 19 and 10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." The name Jesus reveals the heart of our Father. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Let me tell you this morning, church, if you hear nothing else, please lock this in your memory and take it home and carry it with you everywhere you go. God has never been, and God will never ever be in the business of damning. But he's absolutely in the business of saving. God's number one mission is that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl would be saved. Who's glad about that this morning? I sure hope you are. God wants no one to go to hell. In fact, he tells us in his Bible that hell was never ever made for mankind anyway. It was made for the devil and his angels. Check this out. Matthew 25, 41 reads this. "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" So it's not God's intention for anyone to go to hell. But God wants to save every single one of his children. When the Father chose the name Jesus as the name his Son would bear, he was telling every person in his universe in a one-word answer that his goal was to redeem and his goal was to save all of mankind. Let me tell you this morning that Jesus absolutely is God's salvation plan. This is what he wanted and this is what he accomplished through the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a beautiful name because it paints God's portrait. My second major point this morning, if you're taking notes, please write this down. The name Jesus is more than just a name because it is a name that is spotless. It is a name that is spotless. To every other name on earth, if we were to write up on the screen this morning your name, I guarantee you, if we were vulnerable and open and completely honest, under your name we could have a column that says good and we could have a column that says bad. And under your name we could list every good thing you've ever done, we could list every bad thing you've ever done. I don't know about you, but I don't want my name up on that screen this morning. Equally, let me assure you today that if we wrote the name Jesus up on that screen, there is only one column that we could begin to write in, and it is the column of good. There is absolutely no bad, absolutely no evil, absolutely no wrong attached to the name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen? Jesus is absolute perfection. 1 Peter 1:19 says, "But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." There is nothing wrong, there is nothing bad, there is no sin attached to the name Jesus. There is no negative. He is spotless and he is absolutely worthy of all of our praise today and forevermore. Revelation 5:12 says, "In a loud voice they were saying, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.'" Let me tell you this morning, there is no other name on this earth anywhere you will find that has no bad associated with it. It is only the name of Jesus that is spotless. My third point this morning is this. If you're taking notes, write this down this morning. The name Jesus is more than just a name. I love this. If this doesn't excite you, check your pulse. But the name Jesus is a saving name. The name Jesus is a saving name. the meaning of its name by very definition is Jesus, salvation. Jehovah is salvation. You know, this is an appropriate name for the Lord because that's exactly what he is. Jesus is salvation. I don't know how often you dwell on this. I don't know how often you think about it. But in quiet moments of life, I like to stop and think, where would I be if it wasn't for Jesus? Where would I be if it wasn't for Jesus? Our mind can run a million miles an hour with that. But let me tell you one thing this morning. I wouldn't be the husband I am. I wouldn't be the father I am. And I'm not saying that I'm the perfect husband or father. I just know without Jesus, I'd be a whole lot less than what I am today. I pray that's the case for you also. Can I remind you this morning that there is no other name under heaven whom we can find salvation? Let me put it to you like this morning, and I don't say this to be at all rude or cross boundaries, but why do you think it is when someone hits their thumb with a hammer, there is one name that's called upon? Perhaps you've done it. I can certainly tell you there's times where I've said it. Perhaps you've heard it. You know, in a funny sort of way, the name that's yelled and referred to, Jesus, there's something within us that understands that there's actually no other word more powerful than that name. And in a moment where I need to express myself, maybe I don't do it to worship him, but the human mind and heart understands there is no authority higher than Jesus. Are you with me this morning? I hope you don't go home and hit your thumb with a hammer. Acts 4 and 12 says this: salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. John 14 and 6, Jesus answered. Get this, Jesus' words: I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Church, can I remind you this morning, there is no other way to get right with God other than through his Son, Jesus Christ. I said it at the start, I'll say it again. In the words of the Bible, he is the fairest among 10,000. He's the altogether lovely. And he is the Son of God. He is Jesus. He is Jesus. Church, let me tell you this morning, this is good news. This is good news. There is something that's absolutely special about the name Jesus. Are you with me this morning? I want to ask you a question. There's no need to put your hand up, no need to yell out an answer. You can answer this in the quietness of your heart. It's interesting when you prepare for a message, it's almost like you can sense the weight of the message on the week leading up to it. And I don't say this to highlight me or anything like that, but I had a horrible week leading into this message. For a couple of days, Haley and I, there was a bit of tension. Anyone married here this morning? Anyone ever have tension in their marriage? No, just me. Okay. There was a bit of tension for a couple of days. You know when it gets to the point where it's like there's tension, but I can't even remember why? Just me. Whereas in one of those moments, and Let me clarify. And Haley and I don't fight. We don't have arguments, but sometimes there's just tension. It's always a good indication when I'm trying to prepare and that happens, that God's up to something. There's a few things happen in my week that I've got to be perfectly honest. They just made it hard. And as I look back now on my week and as I stand here right now, I know absolutely why it was a tough week. Because whenever we speak about the name of Jesus, it upsets someone. And I don't want to be all super spiritual this morning, but I'm well aware that as I speak about the goodness and the name of Jesus Christ this morning, there is an enemy that absolutely wants to do everything he can to stop this happening. Well, let me tell you that Jesus is bigger than that. God is bigger than that. I believe God wants to do some business in some hearts and lives this morning. And maybe you're sitting in this room going, young man, you have no idea how many Jesus messages I've heard. I've heard some 10 times better than yours. I don't know. But let me tell you that the Bible assures me when the Word of God is preached, when the name of Jesus is spoken, things change. I ain't going to yell and scream. I ain't going to demand anything this morning. But I trust my God enough to know that He's working in hearts and minds this morning. Let me ask you this question. This morning, you can just bow your head, close your eyes, just to escape your surrounds for a moment. But let me ask you this question. Do you know Jesus this morning? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you know Jesus as a friend, as a comforter? Do you know Jesus this morning as the one who brings peace? Do you know Jesus this morning? Let me ask you this question. Perhaps you do know Jesus, but have you experienced the power behind the name that is Jesus? Do you know Him this morning? Have you experienced Him this morning?